Hello, I'm Dana Goodnow from Pittsford Community Church, your pastor for the day. The ability to pray effectively is often forged in the hardships of life. King David set the example. Before David became king, he was a shepherd. He endured the harsh circumstances of living out in the fields. He protected his flock from wild animals. He became a young man who depended on God. As a soldier, David risked his life in battle. He also had to hide from the murderous intentions of King Saul. When he became king, David faced military, political, and even personal attacks. David did not have an easy life. Maybe this is why David became a man of great prayer. Thankfully, David wrote many of his prayers for us to read. We find them in the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms is really a prayer book. If you have trouble finding the right words to say to God, try reading some of the Psalms as prayers from your own heart. For example, in Psalm 3:1, David prayed for deliverance from his enemies. He lamented, "O Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me?" But in that same psalm, in verse 3, David expressed confidence in God, declaring, "I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me." David could rest at ease in the midst of his enemies because he knew that God is in control. Psalm 19 records David's prayer of praise to God for his creation and commandments. Verse 1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands." Verse 7 states, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple." God deserves our praise, and praise is a significant part of prayer. David was by no means a perfect man. His sins included adultery and murder. But Psalm 51 presents David's great prayer of confession. In the first two verses, David cried out, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin." God indeed forgave David, and God will forgive us when we confess our sins to him and cast ourselves on the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. David's prayers teach us to trust God, to praise God, and to seek God's forgiving mercy. God is eager to hear such prayers. Father, hear our prayers of confession and praise. You are a great and merciful God. Thank you for being trustworthy and gracious. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Dana Goodnow from Pittsford Community Church, your pastor for the day.